And so as I thought more and more about this day that I love so much, about this season that is my favorite in our church year, I asked, how can we look at it with a different light? Many of you know that we teach using a curriculum called Godly Play downstairs in our church school on Sunday mornings. And among other really neat things that you can see when you go to a Godly Play lesson is the way that they change the light. So during some of the lessons, you'll light a candle. It will stay lit to show that it's holy space. And then, instead of saying that they're going to extinguish the light, they tell the children to watch very closely, because it's going to be changed. And so while all the children are peering to see as closely as they can, a small snifter is used to go over the light, and when they take it away, you can see the little plumes of smoke trailing off. And the teacher tells the children that the light has not vanished. The light can never go away. The light has just changed and gone out to be part of everything else that's around them. Lent is a little bit like those plumes of smoke. Trailing off into the distance, our light has changed. It has not been taken away from us. And similarly, but not exactly, this is a time when our sin is changed. Our sin is changed because instead of putting it away in a closet so we don't have to look at it and we can pretend that it's not really there, as long as we wash our faces and make ourselves look as perfect as possible, Lent is a time where we take all of that out of the closet, where we lay it all out in front of ourselves to look at plainly and unashamed. It's a time when we examine those pieces of ourselves that are painful, those pieces that we wish weren't there, and we put them out there so that God can be our witness as we sort through the pieces of our lives in order to remove them as the stumbling block that they become. We do not remove the sin. It's changed, and through the death of our Savior and his raising to life again, it is transformed. The light never goes away. It just changes in form. There's a blog out there that I notoriously say wrong, but I'm going to try my best, called The Momastery. It's a play on motherhood and monasteries, and it's written by a woman who only 10 years ago was in the pits of addiction, and her whole life was changed when she discovered she was pregnant, and she decided in that moment that it was time for her to change too. She stopped drinking, she gave up drugs, she changed the ways that she cared for her body, and she became a mother. She got married, she had two more children, and now she has made it her goal to help others who are having difficulty seeing the light in their own lives and in their families. She writes this blog to help them see God every single day. Her post yesterday was especially poignant. She wrote about a project that she started several months ago. I hadn't heard about it, but I was so grateful to see it, where she invited her blog readers to write down and send to her the things that they need a witness for. Maybe there were moments that were especially painful in their lives or things they were ashamed of. They might have been things from so far away that it would seem like it should be completely gone, but that one moment when she was 12, when that boy made fun of her, it changed the entire course of her life, and she's never spoken it to anyone, and she's been invited to send it to this author. Hundreds of women have taken advantage of this offer, And what the blog author is now doing is taking all of those letters. She goes to the beach every day. She reads them. She signs the bottom as a symbol of her witness. And then she gathers them up and burns them. Cool ashes cannot hurt us, she says. She takes the pain and the brokenness and transforms it into something else with ashes. And she's going to keep it up all Lent long. People are invited to continue sending her these stories, things that they need to be released from, pain that they carry, strength that they need support for. And she is offering to be their witness. Jesus is our witness. That's why we fast. That's why we take on disciplines. That's why we mark a holy Lent, is to walk alongside our Savior, to search within ourselves for the places we're being called to be with God. And in return for all of that, we are in relationship with the one holy God. There was a poem that struck me especially as I was preparing for this, and I'd like to read you just a piece of it in closing. It's by E.E. Cummings and is called I Carry Your Heart With Me. And the reason it struck me so deeply is it feels like a conversation between us and Jesus. So I invite you to take this into your own heart as you walk into a holy Lent. Here is the deepest secret nobody knows. Here is the root of the root and the bud of the bud and the sky of a tree called life, which grows higher than soul can hope or mind can hide. And this is the wonder that's keeping the stars apart. I carry your heart. I carry it in my heart. Blessed Lent, friends.